Hello, 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 and welcome to the very first episode of Here We Go Again. I am your host. My name is Emma. So a quick little bit about me, quick little introduction. I'm Irish. I come from Northern Ireland, and I have just moved over to London about a month ago to start my master's here in the LSE. The Beaver Sounds, it's filled with a lot of great podcasts. I'm sure if you find this one, then you're well aware of them. That sounded very self-fulfilling. The other podcasts here are great. But a lot of the other podcasts, they're very intelligent. They're very highbrow. People are speaking about really, really important things. This is not going to be one of those. This podcast is for you to listen to whilst you're on your commute, or if you're doing some little admin tasks, or if you're just doing anything that you might want a little bit of company for. So I will be here, fingers crossed, every 2 weeks just to have a little chat about all the silly little things going on in life. I want to talk about the real side of being in your 20s, being in a big city, and especially in a very new big city, and honestly, just the feeling of being a little confused by it all. I think it's a really interesting time being this age, being in college, trying to figure it all out, trying to keep on top of everything. So hopefully we'll just have some real chats about the intricacies of it all. Just before we start with the main topic of today's podcast, for every episode I do want to do a small little recommendation of the week. I think it'll be a nice way to kind of start it off. These recommendations will probably be pointless to the majority of you because I am a total London newbie, and I'm sure you guys will have your favourites and have your opinions, or probably have most likely tried a lot of these things that I'm going to recommend, but just in case anybody else is a London newbie like myself, you never know, maybe you might pick up a few wee things. So anyways, starting off really small and really simple this week, my recommendation of the week is actually the chai latte from Gallery Cafe in Bethnal Green. Stay with me. I have heard so much discourse about chai lattes since coming here to London. Everyone is complaining about them. Everybody's saying that they cannot find a good one. We can be honest, the Pret one is literally just a glass of milk with a pump of syrup in it. It does not hit the spot in the way you want a chai latte to. But the chai latte from Gallery Cafe is banging. It is so good. It's just outside Victoria Park, so it's perfect for a little weekend stroll. It is so comforting. It's so warm. There's so much cinnamon. The milk is perfectly frothed. Yeah, an absolute 10 out of 10 recommending. So I hope that has helped everybody understand how the vibes of this podcast are going to go. We're taking it really easy, nice and chill. A little moment for everybody's brains to take a bit of a rest. So on to the actual topic of today's podcast. And today we are going to be talking about the worrying 20s. So I feel like I'm seeing an increasing amount of discourse around this on social media at the moment. Everybody seems to be talking about that kind of the panic decade and the quarter life crisis. I'm seeing so many TikToks about quarter life crises. So I just wanted to chat about it a wee bit more. All of the content on social media seems quite lighthearted and relatable, but I just wanted to look into it. So the idea of it is, just in case anybody hasn't seen the content that I'm talking about, just in case we're on different sides of TikTok or different sides of Instagram, a lot of it is talking about kind of how throughout all of your 20s there is this constant state of panic, idea of that you don't know what you're going to do next, you don't know what you're doing now, maybe you should sell all of your clothes and go backpacking for a year. Maybe you should go blonde. Maybe you should start a band and pick up a new hobby. Just kind of that constant of trying to go really fast, trying to get as much out of everything as possible, kind of changing your sense of self almost quite regularly. The idea of making these big dramatic changes a lot of the time and just kind of trying to keep up, I guess. I wasn't going to talk about this initially, but I do think the worrying 20s are perfect topic to talk about right now because it really feels like we're in the middle of the October slump. I really genuinely thought that it was just me, but I'm starting to think that actually everybody is going through this. So I always hate October. I say it every year. I think October is my least favorite month. I think it's so much worse than January. And up until about a week ago, I thought 2023 was proving me wrong. I thought that October was going well. I had been so mean to October and everything was lovely. The sun was still out. It was a great mood. But no, I do think the October slump is hitting. I just think it might be hitting a little bit later this year. I'm going to explain why I think October is the worst month of the year. Apologies to anybody who is just a diehard Halloween fan, but I don't think that counts because it is the last day. I just think when you get to October, especially if you are still in school, if you're still in college, kind of the excitement of the new year starts to wear off a little bit. Deadlines start approaching. Your classes maybe are less exciting because they're not as new anymore. You're suddenly 3 weeks behind in your readings. And on top of all of that, it's finally getting cold. It's getting dark. And I think there is just kind of an inevitable slump to this month. I think everything slows down a little bit. It's suddenly so much harder to get yourself out of bed in the mornings. And I really do think that I think this is relevant because I think that this feeling, this slump, it just allows us to feed into the sense of worry that you've got throughout your 20s, this worrying 20s that I want to talk about. And I think when you're in a slump, it's so much easier to kind of start focusing on all the things you're not doing and that you're the only one feeling this, that you're the only one in this slump and that you are the one falling behind. When in actual fact, as far as I can tell anyways, it seems like everybody's going through the slump. So anyways, the actual worrying 20s then, this idea of why am I not doing enough? What should I be doing? What can I be doing? There is this kind of sense of comparison, I think. I think comparison is everywhere, and not to sound like my mother, but I think it's especially bad on social media, obviously. That's not a groundbreaking statement. Everybody's heard this before. But I do think it feeds into it. The people going out to a massive rager on a Friday night on their Instagram stories somehow also seem to be the people posting a new milestone on LinkedIn come Monday morning. And I think we really kind of fixate on those type of people that we see online. They seem to have it all, and then we're kind of reflecting that back on ourselves. You know, we're thinking, oh, well, okay, like maybe you can do everything. You can go out and you can do really well in college, and you can be meeting up with your friends but still getting all of your readings done. And even if you're working, you know, people still seem to be having full-time jobs and doing really well in them and really enjoying them but still having this huge social life. And it sometimes just feels like people aren't affected by the same feelings of like fatigue or exhaustion maybe that you're feeling in yourself. And I often find myself being almost one step worse than just comparing myself to individual people and end up combining ideas from all of these different people that I'm seeing and thinking that I should be all of these people at once. And that's just so unrealistic to think that we could be doing all of these things. For example, I think it's so easy to maybe see like an influencer who is like a running influencer, and they've just done a 10K on a Sunday morning. And then there's another one who is a fashion influencer and their outfits are always perfect and they look great. And then there are ones who are studying and they're getting all of their classes done and their readings done and their notes are beautiful and they're super on top of everything. And then there's someone else who is some sort of wellness one and they're cooking all these incredible meals. And you're looking at all of these things and you're like, I should be doing all of this. I should be all of these people at once. I should be out running a 10K and making a healthy meal and still somehow being able to curl my hair each and every morning. And I just think when you put all of these things together, it really feeds into the panic and the worry of this idea that I should be doing more. I should be pushing myself to be better. I should be like all of these other people and I should be achieving all the same things. And obviously it's so easy to do, but it's so silly because it's just unrealistic to think that we could be all of these things, you know, especially these influencers that we're following, or they don't even have to be influencers, you know, it can just be people you know who are posting about one aspect of their lives that they're really doing well in, because it's just one thing. Most people are just posting about one thing, but we see so many that we think we should be doing them all. And it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You know, and I think it actually leads to a lot of contradiction throughout all of this. If you're looking at all of these different ideas of who we could be and what we could achieve, and then they all come together, but some of them do clash. Some of them, you know, you can't dedicate yourself to all of these little extra bits. There just simply isn't the time in the day to be all of these different people all at once. But then we're left kind of feeling that little bit more lost and that little bit more confused if our sense of like who we are or who we want to be actually disagrees with itself. So all of this trying to figure out ourselves, and it just means that we feel the need to try on a million different personalities and vibes and personas. And that leads to this immense feeling of not knowing ourselves at all and a growing fear that almost we're the only people who haven't figured it out yet. It looks like everybody else has figured it out so well and so easy and we just haven't. I also think that, I know myself anyways, and I don't think I'm too unique in this, that we're always thinking about the next step. Like, oh, we'll all be better once I get this one thing, once I lose the weight, once I get this haircut, once I have this outfit, once I get a handle on my sleeping schedule. It's almost like we think we can fix ourselves if we could just figure out what's broken. You know, if we try to fix everything, then something along the line will click and then everything will be perfect. But what we're not realizing then is all the things that are already going very well. You know, the idea that you now is so improved from who you were a few years ago, a few months ago, even a few weeks ago. You know, we are always changing and it is for the better. We don't need to always be focusing on what we can change and what the next step is. You know, sometimes we lose that focus then on what we are now and what we're doing now and how good what we're doing is now. And that's where all of this worry comes in from. It's an ignorance to how good we're doing at the moment. But there is this just a constant need for perfection. And I think it's so weird that it's in your 20s. Like, perfection in your 20s is so ridiculous. When you're in them, like for me, I'm 22. And at the moment, oh my God, that feels so old. It feels so grown. Like, oh my God, I'm 22. I know so much. I know so much more than I did when I was 20 or 17 or any other age. But it's not. It's ridiculous. We're so young. You know, we shouldn't have to be perfect in our 20s. It's such a good decade. There's so much happened in this decade, and it should be kind of the years of mistakes, and you should be a bit messy and you should be trying self-improvement, and it doesn't really work and you kind of fail at it, but that's okay because you try again or you try another thing and eventually one of them will work, and eventually we will feel a little bit on top of things, a little bit more on top of things. And I do think it's good to almost try out all of these different versions of yourself. You know, to, I'm definitely not saying that we shouldn't be trying to improve or to add on to our lives. You know, you absolutely should try that sport, even if you hate it in a month, and you absolutely should join as many clubs as you want to if you think that you'll be interested in them, and you might as well just see what sticks. You know, go and get that insane haircut, and if you hate it, at least you know then that haircut's not for you, so you're one step closer to figuring out the haircut that is right for you. Too much worrying is obviously a bad thing, because you're going to lose out on recognising how far you've come and how impressive what you've done is so far. And I also don't think that it's possible to ever stop worrying, maybe, about what you're doing, especially at this age, especially when it almost feels like everybody is posting about everything that they're doing, so you feel even more aware of what you're not doing. And I also think that it does come from a place of just wanting to be the best versions of ourselves. That's where all this pressure mounts from. But you can almost use the worry to motivate you into trying new things. Like I said, you know, try out all the different versions of you and have a bit more fun with it and build some confidence. But that only works if you don't let the worry consume you. You're the only one who's definitely going to be here throughout all of your 20s. You know, you have to stick by you. And I think you just have to make sure that you actually want the life you're creating, and you're not just building this life out of fear of not having something that someone else has. You're not using this stress to go after things that just seem like they would be good to have, even if you don't necessarily want them. I think all of this worry and this stressing about everything that's going on externally, it's important to just kind of come back and focus on you as a person. You know, the most important thing throughout all of this is who you are and what kind of you that you're building, almost. If you focus on you, like, the rest of life, it usually works out around you. And I'm not saying this as someone preaching from a high horse. This is definitely not me. Like, I'm not going to say stop worrying, because I'm definitely not going to stop worrying. But that's what your 20s are for. Your 20s will be filled with change and new phases and a lot of, is this the right thing for me moments. I think the whole point of this was to not let the worry stop you. So for me, I'm going to keep worrying about the worry years, because I don't think it's impossible to just stop worrying about what you're doing and where you are. But I'm going to try my best to enjoy them more than I worry about them. And I think that's kind of what this is all about. I think it's important to make sure you're recognizing the worry, seeing where it's coming from, and seeing that almost everyone is just as worried. Everyone thinks that they're behind or that they're not doing as much as everybody else. But that's not true. Everybody's doing really, really well. I've never met anyone at this stage where I'm like, wow, they're really slacking. Absolutely not. That's what these years are for, you know. I will say it again, like, your 20s are so young. There's so much promise and so much possibility that it's so easy to ignore how good you're doing in these years. And if you keep worrying about what comes next and what will you do next and how will you do better, you'll never realise how good that you're actually doing. So, guys, I hope this had some relevance. Not even of some use. I just hope this wasn't terrible for anyone who sat through it. I hope you've enjoyed our little chit-chat, and hopefully by now either your commute or your admin task is over. So thank you very much for listening to the very first episode of this podcast. That was so much fun. Hopefully I will be back again. And yeah, hopefully I will chat to you all soon. Bye.